The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good morning, Christ the King community.
Good
morning. Buenos dias. Good dog.
Good oh.
Guten Tag. It's wonderful to be here with you this morning as we celebrate Pentecost. Please pray with me. Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our collective heart be pleasing to you, who continues to breathe life on and into each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
For those of you I haven't had the pleasure to meet yet, I am Pastor Jennifer Hope Tringali, and I thank you for the very warm welcome my family has experienced over this weekend. For the last 5 years, I've been living mostly in Guatemala, serving our church as the executive director for Tree for Hope, a 501c3, focused on providing long-term hope to children and their families. Living in Guatemala has provided my family with many unique experiences, not the least of which is looking out at the horizon from our backyard and seeing Volcán de Fuego, an active volcano. Our home is 11 miles from Volcán de Fuego, which is far enough for us to be outside the realm of danger, but close enough to see the puffs of smoke and even lava gently flowing out of its crater. But if I'm honest with you, the stress of living that close to an active volcano comes more from an unexpected volcanic side effect, el polvo, the dust. Volcanic dust is dark in color and super fine penetrating everything. You wake up in the morning and there's dust on the patio tiles. You sweep it and leave for the day and you come back to more volcano dust. The house feels continually dusty. You reach for a shirt in the closet that's been sitting on the shelf and volcano dust shakes off of it. You open up the cover on your piano, and there's volcano dust. It covers the keys. Somehow, it gets inside of the house, even with the doors closed, and into everything, simply using the air to travel and permeate into every nook and cranny. Kind of like the Holy Spirit. This Pentecost morning, we had the opportunity to hear two very different stories about the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus' disciples. These stories are so interesting to look at side by side as they offer two very different experiences and contexts. In the story from Acts that we heard and that you participated in so beautifully together, we heard that Jesus' disciples were all gathered together in one location when this loud, roaring breath rushes in and fills the house. The Greek word used for the way that this wind fills has more of the nuance of fill to the brim, as in filling completely, permeating like that volcano dust, while also fulfilling or accomplishing God's divine action. Unlike volcano dust, you cannot sweep away the Holy Spirit. And volcanic ash, though it can be annoyingly pervasive in one's home, in and of itself is wonderfully rich. As it weathers, it releases nutrients like magnesium and potassium, producing an extremely fertile soil for growing vegetables and coffee and fruits and macadamia nuts. We see the Holy Spirit's fertility springing forth in Jesus' disciples as tongues of fire settling on each of the disciples, giving them the immediate ability to speak a new language. I think there are many of us out there who've learned a new language. Anybody learn a new language? Learning this new language with the goal of becoming conversational, if not fluent, requires a lot of time and energy and intention, doesn't it? And in this story, it seems as if the Holy Spirit becomes like an embedded Google Translate app in these disciples' brains. And having now spent 20 years learning Spanish and still not being able to speak perfectly, I admit this makes me a bit jealous. As these Galilean disciples of Jesus were speaking this cacophony of languages, spewing forth God's mighty deeds, they attracted a crowd from a long list of locations. Looking at a first century map reveals one significance of this extensive list of regions is that they are from the west and the north and the east and the south and the northwest and the southwest and the northeast and the southeast, in other words, from every direction. This crowd of people were amazed, marveling, astounded, because all these languages were being spoken by Galileans who probably would have not had access to these languages. And we hear the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit, and this time the Greek word for filled is a little different, meaning more of a prolonged, continuously renewing supply, like that ongoing daily deposit of volcano dust. This particular Pentecost story from Acts occurs mid-morning and is very public, with a lot of excitement that we might even describe as chaos, involving a violent wind, a loud roaring noise, and a crowd of people all talking at once in different languages. But in the story that we heard from the Gospel of John, we see a very different context. There, Jesus' disciples are gathered together inside of a room with a locked door, fearful of their future. Their close friend, teacher, and mentor has just been brutally murdered, as if he were a criminal, by hanging on a cross. Were they next? They certainly weren't wandering around outside proclaiming loudly the mighty deeds that God had accomplished through Jesus. In this story, it is evening. Darkness has come both literally and figuratively, and the disciples have isolated themselves, seeking solidarity and safety with each other. This is a quiet intimate space shared by a small group of friends. They were still in a state of mourning, of sadness, of uncertainty as to what would happen next. I can't help but reflect on this gospel reading in light of a particular past service here at Christ the King, Pentecost 2021, when Pastor Dwayne Larson was preparing to leave. I watched that service, and if I'm honest with you, I'll tell you I wept. I was watching a group of disciples gathered in an intimate space together in a state of mourning, sadness, and uncertainty as to what would happen next. I could sense the loss and the grief, but also the movement of the Holy Spirit, who is tethering everyone together in an interwoven tapestry of comfort and care, empowering each person for a future yet to come. In particular, the Holy Spirit had already been preparing someone who was welcomed into membership at Christ the King that very same day to become your interim pastor, Pastor Mandy Durr, a bright light that God shined in the transition that followed. In our gospel reading from John, despite the locked door, Jesus enters the disciples' space, the light shining in the darkness, the source of abundant life. He brings them peace. He breathes into them the living breath, the Holy Spirit. And as Jesus breathes into his disciples, he ushers in a new way of life, a new beginning, a new journey is starting. They are in the process of becoming. And the disciples would go on to do great works, which are only possible because God's Spirit is inside of them, empowering them, equipping them to be sent. Jesus' divine mission continues through his disciples, creating this countercultural community that participates with God to bring justice and peace to all the world. In March, when I was visiting Christ the King, it was important for me to have some quiet prayer and discernment time in this sanctuary, to be physically in this space and feel God's presence and your presence. I knelt and prayed for a while, and then I explored the space, pausing to admire the beauty of the stained glass windows, to read the words at the top of the magnificent Bach organ, and finally, to stand and gaze at the baptismal font. And as I looked into the font, I noticed there were symbols at the bottom. I don't know if you've noticed these letters before, I-C-X-C-N-I-K-A, which in Greek means Jesus Christ conquers, as in Jesus Christ conquered, is currently conquering, and will continue always to be conquering sin and death. We remember this. Every time we have a baptism, every time we welcome new members as we did today, every time we affirm our faith, every time we dip our hand into the font and make the sign of the cross on our body. Luther describes baptism as this grace-filled water of life, a bath of new birth in the Holy Spirit, this bath that gushes over you and I abundantly, urging us on to a constant state of becoming what God is calling us into, both individually and communally. Your 3-year strategic plan, adopted about this time last year, begins with the strategic theme of becoming a spiritual home. And I think that this is also a great theme for today's Pentecost readings. In both the community of disciples described in Acts and those in John's gospel are communities being called forward, just as you and I are, to become a spiritual home with an outward focus of bringing healing and wholeness throughout the world. To be a healing place, a sacred space of transformation, a beacon of light, freed by grace to participate with God as vessels of justice and peace in all the world. The Holy Spirit filled those disciples we heard about today in Acts and in John, and the Holy Spirit continues to fill up Jesus' disciples sitting right here today because, in Pastor Larson's words, divine love never quits. Did you know that that font can be really tricky, if not mischievous? When I was reading those letters at the bottom and staring down into that font, pondering their meaning, I apparently was leaning on the font. And when I backed away, I found myself to be soaked. An unexpected affirmation of baptism of sorts. The Holy Spirit, she was up to something. The Holy Spirit permeates our space like volcano dust, soaks our bodies like this overflowing baptismal font, making us holy, continually equipping and empowering us to become what God is desiring for you and I and our communities, both local and global, to be the church that shares a living, daring confidence in God's grace. So come, Holy Spirit, hier alig ande, Heiliger Geist, agio numa Espiritu Santo, thanks be to you, triune God. Amen.